like this is something we could all play along with.
Yes, play on home. Yes.
But AJ and Ashley, we're going to put you in the test.
We're in the hot seats.
You're in the study.
Okay, we're in the study.
All right, this is word association. So Dr. Tammy Nelson, sex and relation expert, sex therapist and author, podcaster.
Yes.
She's going to give you a word, AJ, and you say the first thing that comes to mind.
Okay.
We're going to give you a set of three. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning. So good to be here with you guys.
Well, over the phone, yes. We hope to see you in studio at some point.
Yes, to be nice.
In the future.
Yeah, I miss you.
Miss you.
We miss you.
I miss you more.
Shit.
All right, here we go. So how's this going to work? You give AJ three words?
I'm going to give AJ three words. And AJ, you're going to say the first three words that come to your mind without even thinking.
Okay, so you're going to give me like one word, and I say something, one word, and I say something, or you get all three, and I say so-and-so.
What did she just say?
I'm just wanting to know the rules.
Already I have thoughts.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate
that. You're going to give him a word, and you want him to give you one word
one
or
word
three?
No. She's giving me three words. I'm saying she's doing one at a time. Where she says a word, I say my word.
God.
She says a word, I say my
it's
word.
It's one word at a time in a group of three.
That's all
Tammy,
I'm asking.
Tammy, AJ. AJ.
Hold on.
Right.
Dr. Tammy?
I want to make sure I know the rules.
Please stop talking.
Dr. I love Tammy. The fact that you're a rule follower. That says a lot already. That you want to do it right. You want to make everybody happy.
Right.
You want to please us. You want to get a good grade.
I don't want to get made fun of as a real reason.
Well, great start.
Yeah. Too late.
Okay. All right, here we go.
In my mind, we were coming out of the Tom Petty song.
All right, here we
and
go.
Within 15 seconds, we were going to be into this game.
Okay.
Wrong.
Stupid me. Like, I don't realize who's on the other side of the control board.
Right.
I'm like, of course it's not going to happen that way.
Like,
of
assumption.
It's going to be 15 minutes to set this up.
Assumption? Ridiculous.
All right, so Dr. Tammy, you're going to say
so
a word, and you want AJ to say.
I'm going to say a word, and the idea was that you were going to say a word because we were playing a projection game, kind of like a
I got it.
Game.
I got
so
it.
So the
I
first
got
word
it.
That comes to your mind,
right? Okay,
and then I'm
going
to give you a thought.
Confusion.
Let's do
sorry,
this.
Not
let's
me.
Go, Chapman.
Okay. The first word is love. Go.
Sex.
Second word, sex. Go.
Messy. Oh.
The third word, marriage.
Ouch.
So it makes sense that, you know, love, sex, marriage would be a little messy. At this time in the world, everyone's love, sex, and marriage is messy. And, the you know, coming out of the pandemic and coming out of quarantine, actually the rate of satisfaction and in marriage has decreased, the rate of desire and sex has decreased, the rate of infidelity has increased, and people are not satisfied in their relationships. So we have to work twice as hard on that. So that does not surprise me.
If you have to work
hard. I think that's
hard,
across the board for everyone.
If you have to work hard, doesn't that suggest that maybe
it ain't happening?
It's not the right
thing, yeah,
you know,
it's not just falling easily into place. Yes.
Like we've all been in relationships where it's like, man, this just seems like a lot. It should be easy, and then when you meet someone that's easy, you're like, oh, all right, see, exactly. This
is how it's supposed
to be. Thinking it was gonna be
right.
Well, it's only easy really for the first 3 months to 27 months, and then you go into the conflict phase or the power struggle, and then it's pretty much hard for the rest of your marriage. So I think if it's hard, it's probably just an indication that you have to work at it forever, like everybody else. I think that's normal.
I wanted to turn and look at Ashley's face when she said that.
Oh, <you're right. laughs>
The power struggle phase.
Hey, just put your clothes in the hamper. That's all I need.
All the color just drained from her face.
All right.
All right, you want to do the next three words?
Oh, there's okay. More.
Who gets them? AJ?
Oh, yeah, there's more. I think AJ should do the next three so he doesn't get depressed.
Okay. Why should he?
What?
Wait, should he be depressed from the last round?
He seems depressed. He's like, oh, man, that's depressing. Okay. Ready?
Okay.
Summertime.
Barbecue.
Ice cream truck.
Money.
Leprechaun.
Short. the ice cream man came by, you needed money. Man!
All right.
And leprechauns are short. Okay. No one says, oh, my God, no. I got a tall leprechaun.
I didn't get the ice cream man thing.
Yeah.
I thought it was a cash cow business.
I never had any money on me.
I thought AJ is going to be
AJ's side hustle.
Right. Money.
AJ's ice cream.
No,
truck.
Money is that I want to buy something.
Right.
Yeah. Mom! Exactly.
Like you'd hear those bells ding, 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 ding.
Oh, yeah. You had to project to get mom to dump some money out.
Right.
Yes.
That makes sense. All right. How do you do on those?
Well, it says a lot about his summer, that he really probably needed a summer job. He was a little entrepreneurial, you know, probably leaning in his life and probably saw the value of money early on. But, you know, maybe...
Phil's agreeing with that. I disagree.
He's obsessed with money.
No, but he doesn't know the value of it.
But he's obsessed with getting it.
But yes. He can't manage.
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Yes. What was it they say? Deprivation heightens motivation, leads to fixation.
There's too many Asians there.
Shut up.
I think you also need a little more magic in your life because, you know, sometimes the ice cream truck leads to, you know, memories that bring back, you know, lovely feelings of childhood and freedom. And the leprechaun is a little bit more magical. So, you know, we get a few low points on the magic scale.
Yeah. Short. Well, I said short, so my magic's been short.
We didn't say cereal. They didn't say green.
Short. They're short people. The first thing that comes to mind, leprechauns are short.
I love it. No, I love it. I do. I would have never thought that.
I'm going to be leprechaun with you in a second.
So after two sets of words with AJ, how's he doing?
Nuthouse.
No, I think he's relatively within the normal range of human functioning, but he's...
What a way to phrase that.
That should be a t-shirt.
AJ, within the normal range of human functioning.
I'll take it.
Are there air quotes around the
I'll
word
take
normal?
It.
All right, let's give Ashley a shot now.
All right, Ashley, you ready?
I'm ready. Hit me.
I'd love to.
Okay, therapy.
Yes, necessary.
One word.
One word.
Well, I don't know. AJ was talking and I couldn't hear.
Hold on. I got
it. Okay, you're interrupting
her.
Hold on. We're starting again.
Yes, we're starting again. One word.
Ready? Go. Therapy.
Good.
Sex.
Yes.
Hungover.
Gross.
So, wait a minute. Good, yes, gross.
Do I need a better word than that?
No, it's the
no
first
I'm just
word.
Wondering if those are interchangeable.
You notice how after Ashley's answers, the doctor sounds amused.
Yes.
After AJ's answer, there was stunned silence.
Thank you. I'm used to that, though. That's my whole life.
Okay, so what do we get from that?
I think Ashley is... So knowing Ashley the way I do and her exuberant personality, I think she's restricting her answers because she's afraid of what I'm going to say in front of her colleagues. So I think she's answering very conservatively and in a way that she wants us to know that she's within normal range.
Wow.
We already know you're abnormal. Don't worry about it.
Ashley, do you feel like that's true?
Not at all.
You weren't holding back at all.
No, I was trying to...
You're blocking.
Not
blocking.
Even think, really, which is surprisingly
difficult. She was.
Just be yourself.
All right. I can do better round two.
She was trying... No, she was trying to block because she was trying to answer in multiple words, and then everyone says, no, you can't do that. So when you try to answer in multiple words with the first word, what were you going to say when it was therapy?
You said
necessary and then something else.
Suggest and necessary.
Yeah.
Yes, and necessary. And multiple words for sex would have been what?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Like, oh, God.
All right, I can do better round two.
Can you use three? Yes, pretty please.
Yes, please now.
And the hungover in multiple words would have been what?
Horrible.
Horrible.
Yes. Yeah, three words for Ashley.
Yeah, Monday morning.
Horrible. Yes. Okay, wait. No, I'm determined. Okay. I can do better. I can do better.
You did great. You did great.
Okay.
Okay, so the next three words. Ready? Okay, coworkers.
Fun.
Fun. Oh, okay. Radio.
Wait. Why do you sound like you're surprised by her saying fun? Why?
Yeah, you're leading the witness.
Why?
You're leading the witness.
Like, oh, really? Fun. Wow. I'm surprised by this.
But you can't say a-hole on the air.
Oh, I want that. It felt like when we turn these mics off, grab that audio, please. It's like coworkers, fun. Wow.
That's what you're going with, okay?
Okay. Dr. Tammy wanted to say, back to my original point where she's just coming up with things that sound good for her coworkers.
Yep.
Yes. Exactly. Right.
Next word.
I'm sorry. Next word, radio.
Career.
And retirement.
Now?
That's a good question. Okay.
Said it with
good.
A question mark.
That was a good answer.
Well, everybody wants to retire as soon as possible, right?
Well, it is. Now.
Not everyone.
It is weird that people... That word, I've heard that word more in the last year, and not because of Brady, but then I've heard my whole life.
Yeah.
People are like, yeah.
True, yeah.
Well, it'd be interesting to hear how Chaz answered that versus Ashley versus Phil versus AJ.
Mm. Well, I can't wait.
See, I'm not good at word association because you want an answer immediately.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like to ponder things.
He does think quite a bit. Yeah, I don't think at all.
Yeah, too much.
Yep.
Too much and too little.
Sometimes you see smoke like they're other than Pope.
Should be our morning show, too much and too little.
Thank you.
Yeah, too much thinking and none
at all.
Yeah.
So if I said a word and the first person to answer it and would be who do you think?
AJ.
Of what?
AJ's very fast.
Yeah, well.
So if I said foot massage, first word that comes to your mind.
Take it. That's two words, sorry.
Take it where?
That was almost a command.
Take it.
If I said bedroom, first word that comes to your mind.
Sex.
Clean. Yeah, like bedroom needs cleaning.
It needs cleaning.
Yes,
your bedroom needs cleaning.
Yeah. Could use a little touch up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could use touch up. Shut up.
Does that need?
I'm gonna click your head in a second. Good.
All right.
Yes. We gotta keep on rolling.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Scientific.
All right. Mother.
Oh, I can't say the word.
Effort.
Food, dinner.
Flowers. See,
dinner.
Oh, flowers. See, Ashley is just so sweet with her answers and so,
oh, trust
like,
me, BS.
Thank you.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it's sweet and a little BS.
That's a huge serving. I said dinner. Mom, make dinner.
Flowers. Mother's Day is coming up.
Hmm?
And Chaz, I want one like, from Dad, did you think we're...
Chaz is still contemplating. He's like, I don't know.
Yeah, you never answered the first one.
Was I supposed to be? I thought it was AJ and Ashley.
I was just wondering. You're like still thinking.
All of us.
Still thinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was wondering who was going to come up with the word first.
Oh.
And who was going to shout it out, if anyone. I can see Phil in the background raising his hand. Wait. I have one. Okay, I'm going to give you one more and see who comes up with the first word. Lollipop.
Suck it.
Childhood. Okay.
Now, who's that directed at? Is there a visual image?
No.
That would be the next level of this.
Nope.
And what did you see when you said suck it?
That was Tootsie Pop.
Sounded like road rage.
Dum-dum.
Very good. Okay, one last one. Best friend.
Money.
Forever.
That was the longest pause. between.
I heard Ashley say forever.
Yep.
A BFF.
BFFs.
Yeah.
I said money, because usually your best friend borrows money and you borrow from him.
Are you busy?
Am I busy?
Yeah. Has it been busy for head docs?
It's so busy since the pandemic that, you know, I hit like a burnout. Like by this past summer, I was so burnt out.
Yeah.
Because it's so busy and all my sessions are online on Zoom, and you can only be on Zoom like up to 10 hours a day for so long without like hitting a wall.
The hardest part about your job, I think, is you'll go from one session where you have a person with a real set of problems.
Yeah.
And then you get to the next person. It's like, wow.
No.
You know, you want to say, you know, I should conference you in with the last person because they had real problems. Now, pull yourself together and get out of here.
The hardest person is saying, are you nuts? Are you nuts?
No, but you have to listen, too. Like, a lot of times Jennifer's talking to me. I'm like, can you repeat the last, like, minute of what you just said? Because right. I was not paying attention.
They say, oh, you're talking.
Yeah. One quick piece of advice to anyone you think is like overly stressed just because we've come out of one crisis into another and it just feels like it's not ending. What advice would you give it? Then we got to go.
Yeah. Yeah. 100% this self-care and whatever that means, whether that means, you know, getting a foot massage, going to the ice cream truck, hanging out with your best friend.
Doing whatever you do to a lollipop.
Right. Exactly.
Do more than you think that you should.
That's great advice.
And that doesn't mean self-indulgence. I mean, I really mean, like, take care of yourself. Get off Zoom. Do extra.
Put your phone down.
Put your phone down. Do it now. It's all you. Down.
That's good. All right. We're going to get you back when we have a little bit more time, but I enjoyed this extremely. And thank you for coming on. We're linked up to your stuff on the radio station website. Dr. Tammy Nelson, thank you.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.